going to talk about the whole armor, and it's Ephesians chapter 6 and start at verse 10. And we already talked about it this morning. We're in a spiritual battle. We're not in a physical battle necessarily, but we're in a spiritual battle. And the Bible talks about here the whole armor. And if we just try to put on part of it, it's not going to work. Because the enemy's going to know if you got the whole armor on. We're in a battle. When a soldier goes in the battle, they're prepared. They got everything that they need to face the enemy. We watched a movie just, I guess, a day or two ago. It's based on a true story. It was about this chaplain that went to, I believe it was Iraq, and he told his daughter before he left, he said, "You make sure you keep on the whole armor of God." And he gave her a little coin, and it represented about the armor that she's supposed to wear. He got over there, and he faced things he'd never dreamed he'd face. And he had this one young man that would, at first, he started trying to talk to him. That boy didn't want to hear nothing about God, or he just kind of always coming back to him or something. And before it was over with, a young man got saved, and he actually baptized him right there on the little makeshift base that they had. And just a few days later, that young man got killed. And that really, really affected that chaplain. When he come back home, he realized finally that he didn't have the whole armor on himself. He was looking more to himself than looking to God. And he about tore his family apart. And he finally realized, and God put it all back together. And later on, they asked him, he got completely out of the military. And they asked him, said, "We need a chaplain to go with special forces." He said, "You won't be gone as much." And he was kind of hesitant. His wife came to him and said, "You going to take the job?" And she said, "We're called to do this." And she ministered to those wives on the base that had lost loved ones or had their leg blown off or whatever. And he was out there in the field doing the same thing. They done that for 3 years, and then later on he got put on the base somewhere. I think when the movie was put out, which it's an older movie, he was still doing that. But it showed his little girl, his daughter and son. His little girl had that little coin, and she felt like praying. And at the very time her and the little boy was praying, the mother walked in. They said, "Come on, pray." And they got to prepare the daddy's boots and set him beside the bed because he was over in Iraq, or Iran or somewhere. And the very time they was praying, it showed this in the movie. It didn't really say if this part was exactly true, but it was based on a true story. And the very time they was praying, he almost got blown up. They started attacking him, you know, and he really got close to dying. And then one other time they got in the ambush, the enemy got them in an ambush, and they almost didn't get out of that either. And he really realized it was over what God told him to do. But he was trying to teach those people to put on the whole armor. Let's read about this just a little bit. 6 Ephesians, starting with chapter verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We'll go back and talk about some of these verses here in a little bit. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." In verse 14 it says, "Stand therefore, have your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness." 15 says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Verse 17, it says, "Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all power, supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We'll stop right there. The whole armor this morning. In verse 11, it says, put on the whole armor. And that means, in the Greek, it means the full armor. The full armor. And that means everything that God has listed here in His Word, the full armor. Don't just try to put just the helmet on, or don't just try to just use the sword, or don't just try to just use the shield, but put the full armor on that we'll be protected when we go to battle. And it also means that wiles, in verse 11, wiles of the devil means trickery, lying wait. Church, this morning, Satan got that up. He's got trickery. He's lying in wait. He's always trying to do set some kind of little trap or some kind of way to trick us. He wants us to fall. He wants our testimony to be harmed. We talked about it the other day, I believe, that a lot of people looks at us. They look at our life. They look at the example we're setting. They're seeing if we got the whole armor. They're seeing if we got the fruit of the Spirit in our life. But the enemy's put these little traps, and he's doing this little trickery, you know. And God don't want us to be ignorant to it. He wants us to be prepared. He wants us to be ready, no matter what comes our way, that we've got this whole armor on. And it says, lie in wait. Don't think that Satan's just over here somewhere asleep thinking, well, you know, they won that battle, I'm just going to give up on them. He'll come back around. We got to keep, but we're in a war. I mean, we're in a battle. You're in a battle for your family. You're in a battle for your health. You're in a battle for yourself. I mean, we're in a battle. We're in a battle for what's right. I mean, this thing, some of the things that this nation's went through, it's a light and dark. It's right and wrong. I mean, it's evil and good. I mean, it's not just, well, this person thinks this or this thinks that. We're in a battle. We're in a spiritual battle. And it affects our walk with God. It affects us in the natural, but it's a spiritual battle. Verse 12 said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This principalities means magistrate power. It also means like a civil officer or a judge. Am I saying all judges are evil? No, I'm not saying it. I'm talking about spiritual. There's a spiritual battle going on. If you read through the Bible, you'll see times that God dispersed angels and different things on people's behalf. There's a spiritual warfare going on. The enemy is trying to take territory. I'm talking about in the spirit. He's trying to take territory. Yeah, he does use people here a lot of times to get his agenda across. He does. But God's also got people that he set up. How many know from God set somebody up, a person that's a man or woman of faith, that's a Christian, that, I mean, I've seen it in my life that I found favor in their eyes because they was a Christian, they loved God, and then God blessed me through that person. God has got people set up. God is still on the throne this morning. He is still, we're going to win if we hang him there. Paul said, I got to press towards Mark. He said, press in. The Bible says, the one that endures to the end shall be saved. Enduring, I mean, pressing in. No matter what's going on, if it looks like everything around us has fell apart, it looks like we're never going to be healed, we're never going to have our financial needs met, we're never going to be able to overcome the battle, or it might look like that loved one that everybody's given up on, that they're never going to come to God. But God says, stay in the battle. He says, endure. He says, press in. Praise God. He says, have faith. And he says, don't give up. Don't give up. I know a lot of people give up on me. They thought, he'll never amount to anything. He'll never come to God. And probably a lot of them thinks I still don't amount to anything. But I'm nothing in myself, but with God. Well, anything good in me is because of God. It's because of Jesus Christ. It's because of the blood that was shed that I can have life and have it more abundantly. It's because of the cross. It's because He said, I'm going to lay down my life and I'm going to raise it up the third day. He said, I'm coming back and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if you made yourself ready, I'll come back and get you one day. Praise God. We've got something to look forward to. But until we, He said, also the Bible said, occupy till you come, till He comes. We're still got things to do here. We got ministries to carry out. It may not be teaching, it may not be singing, it may not be preaching, but every one of us in this room this morning has got a ministry, if you know the Lord. And everyone in this room, somebody's watching your life. Somebody's saying if you got the whole armor on, praise God. Do you have armor on this morning? We're not going to be surprised. God is not surprised about anything that goes on. The Lord knew all about these viruses. He knew all about the election. He knew all everything that was going on with what went on. There's nothing surprises Him this morning. He knows everything that was in the past. He knows the present. He knows the future. Praise God. He's in control this morning. If we got the whole armor on, we're going to be prepared whatever comes our way. We're going to stay in the race. We're going to fight the fight. Praise God. Sometimes we have to fight for those that can't fight for themselves. Sometimes we have to make up the gap. We have to stand up, make up the hedge, and we have to be the one that's going to stand and say, enemy, you're not getting my loved ones, you're not getting my friends, you're not getting my family, praise God, but I'm going to stay in here and I'm going to fight the battle. I'm talking about a spiritual battle this morning. Me and Roger, my brother, we used to fight like cats and dogs growing up. If somebody tried to fight him and I was around, or me and one, we would try to turn the head to the other one. Now we're best friends, and God has changed us. Praise God. We didn't grow up in a home that knew about putting on the whole armor of God. But God moved through His mercy and done things in our life that we're where we're at today. We're still fighting for each other, but it's not in the physical, natural, spiritual. Praise God. Where do we get to? Verse 12. And it's talking about, where it's talking about powers, it says, but against principalities and against powers. It's delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction. Satan wants to, he wants to have his little jurisdiction. He wants to set up rules. He wants to have authority. But I know the one that's got all authority. All power has been given unto Him. His name is above every name. There is no other name under heaven and earth can be saved but by the name of Jesus. All power and everything is in His name. The devil don't have no power over him. The devil knows he can't defeat him. He knows he's defeated in the end. He knows what the back of the book says. He knows there's a place, the lake of fire has been prepared for him. And he knows he's got a short time. But God is in control. Praise God. Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. He is the ruler. He is the king. Praise God. He's in charge. He's got everything under his feet. Praise God. This morning, we're talking about jurisdiction. And then also talking about rulers in verse 12. Rulers of darkness. And that's talking about like a world ruler. That's talking about everyone. I mean, we think, well, maybe I'm the only one going through something, or I'm the only one facing this battle. And a lot of times I've heard people say, well, if that person could just get out of IU, and we could get him somewhere else, or her somewhere else. I'm telling you, it's everywhere. The battle is there, folks. The enemy is there. I mean, the drugs, the awful things, alcohol, all the things are going on in the entire world. But God's everywhere, too. He's omnipresent. Praise God. He's all powerful. If we put our hand in his hand, if we put our life in his, in him, if we let him become King of Kings, Lord of Lords of our lives, then we can face these things. But we can move all over the world this morning. We can move all over the country this morning. We can go all inward and try to get away from the evil and sin that's in this world, but it's going to be there. But the Bible also, the Lord said, the Bible said, if I make a bed in hell, he'll be there. You can't get away from the presence of God. He continually pulls at your heart. He continually tugs at you. He continually convicts you, praise God. I tried to get away from him. I tried to get away from his spirit. I tried to get away from his presence. No matter where I was at, if I was hundreds and hundreds of miles from here, doing things in places I didn't need to be, I couldn't get it out of my mind because I knew where I needed to be. I need to go back and put on that armor. Is there anything I do to myself? All I do is humble myself before him. Say, Lord, I want to pick it back up. I want to put it back on. I want to put the armor on. I want to stay in the fight. I want to finish the race. Praise God. And it's rulers of the darkness, shadiness. The enemy is shaken. He is shaken. He'll try to make something that he'll make it look like it's good. He'll make people look like they're real, and sometimes they're not. He's shaken. He's out to try to kill, steal, and destroy. Talk about shadiness. Praise God. He knows his time is short this morning. And this spiritual is non-carnal. Non-carnal. It's not talking about the natural man. This is just a house that we live in for a little while. I'm talking about the real man. Real you, the real me. We're going to spend eternity somewhere, folks. Also, that wickedness in verse 12 is malice, iniquity. Praise God. Also, talk about high places. It's above. It's a high word that here means above the sky. In other words, a spiritual realm. This places is everywhere, and universal. Verse 13 says, take up unto you the whole armor, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That word evil there means diseased, mischief, malice, and harm. Diseased, mischief, malice, and harm. Folks, this is real. This thing is real. Several of you in here knows a lot more than I do about God's Word. But if you can see anything, you can see we're getting to the end of this time. We get to the end. We're in the latter days. No man knows the day or the hour that the Lord's coming back. But we can see things being fulfilled. Things I heard about when I was this high, and we went to church, Daniel took us to tent revivals and things, and I heard those old preachers preaching about things that was coming in the future. Now I've seen them fulfilled. We're here. We're right at the door. But the Bible, I believe with all my heart, no matter how deceitful the enemy is, no matter what kind of traps he tries to lay, no matter how much authority he tries to have, that the church is going to be victorious. I believe there's going to be people coming in. I believe there's going to be people delivered and set free. I believe that we're going to see people come in that we thought would never walk through the door. God's going to set them free. God is going to set them free. We're going to see them pick up the sword, the helmet of salvation, put on the shield of righteousness. We're going to see them have their feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. We're going to see their hearts change. We're going to see their desires change. We're going to see them delivered, praise God. I know the things I used to love, now I hate. Hallelujah. When you come to Christ, the Bible says put off the old things and put on the new. We're supposed to be a new creation in Him. If we're still loving the things we used to do, we better check ourselves. Praise God. If we're still wanting to do the old things that we knew was wrong, we better check ourselves. We better make sure everything's right. We was talking at work. This one person was some things was going on, and he was concerned about his job a little bit. This one boy told him, said, "You're the only one you are that can lose this job for yourself. You can't blame it on nobody else. You need to go look in the mirror." He didn't say that, but that's basically what I'm saying. If you're going to lose this job, it's all on you. Because you know the right thing to do. You know what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. You can't blame it on nobody else. You can't blame it on situations, circumstances. You can't blame it on what's going on at home and not going on at home. When it comes right down to it, when we stand before God, you look in that mirror the next time you get in front of the mirror. It's between you and God. Have you made things right? Have you got the whole armor on? Are you ready to meet the Lord? When you stand before Him, you can't say, "Well, I had this going on, I had that going on. This was going on." The Bible talks about He told some of them, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And they done all kind of things. I wouldn't even say, "Well, I'm good and faithful servant." Enter in. We're talking about putting on the whole armor of God. And this word in verse 14 says, "Stand therefore." And this "stand" means to continue or establish. Establish. We need to establish ourselves in God's word. Establish ourselves in the race. Establish ourselves in the fight. We've done everything that we know to do, and this need to continue. I talked about it before, about let God lead you steps. When it feels like you can't do nothing else, just put one foot right in front of the other. Stay in the fight, continue, stand. And that's gird. It's talking about girding. Gird about the truth. That means to fasten your belt. Gird yourself. Get ready. Praise God. Prepare yourself. Get ready. Get ready for the battle. Put on the whole armor. That word righteousness is justification. Justification. In verse 16, it says, taking the shield of faith. And the word shield here means a large shield. A big enough shield that it covers, protects. Large shield. And that word faith in verse 16 is talking about assurance. Assurance. Shield of faith, you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. This word quench right here is talking about to extinguish or go out. It's talking about the fiery darts, the enemy. This word quench right here means to. That they go out, or you're able to extinguish the fire darts. That word "fire," of course, it means to be inflamed with anger, grief, and lust. When the enemy's trying to get these things in your heart and your life, trying to shoot the fire darts, he's trying to get these things. He's trying to get you to have this anger, lust, and all these things. You hold up the shield. And it quenched the fire darts of the enemy. And we're not talking about a little dart that you throw a dart at. I told you, man, my brother fought when growing up. So we got into it one time. We weren't even teenagers, I don't guess. We lived in a little trailer not too far down the road. Me and him got into it. He grabbed the dart out of the dart. I took off running. He buried that thing right there and attached my leg, and the fight was on after that. Well, we're not talking about a little dart like that. This word, this right here, is talking about This word dart means a missile, spear, or arrow. It's more than just a little dart. The enemy is going to do some more than throw a little dart at you. He's trying to, it may feel like you've been hit by a missile sometimes, or a spear or an arrow. But if we just use the shield of faith and get behind the shield of faith. When they go to battle, a lot of times they was able to get behind that shield and protect themselves. And a lot of times the enemy, you know, was shooting arrows and they'd have them on fire, flames or whatever, and that shield would protect them. They hit that shield and bounce off. It would extinguish those darts. Verse 17, the helmet of salvation. Of course, the helmet of salvation is talking about protecting the mind. How many knows we got a battle in the mind this morning? Most of the time, that's where, if not always, that's where it starts. And it starts in our mind. The enemy tries to get in our thinking. He tries to get in our mind. He wants us to think negative things. He wants us to think, well, you're not going to get out of this, or this is the worst thing ever happened to you, and you're going to die from this, and you're going to lose this, and you're not going to make it, or your child's not going to make it, or your loved one's never going to come in and live for God. It's in the mind. We got to protect the mind. Heaven's salvation. Yes. Protect the mind. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. The supplication is like a petition or a request. If we're not careful, we won't tell God what He needs to do. I do it. We all do it, I'm sure. Boom, say it. But Lord, you need to do this right here. You need to take care of this situation. And if you'll do this right here, I'm going to do this. But He says, make requests. Petition. Make sure we pray in the will of God. We're not, we pray in this. We know it's God's will for people to be saved. We know it's God's will that there's nothing wrong with being blessed and prospered. But when we get it to the point where it's above everything else, and that's all we want done, we're missing God's will. It's hard to pray for somebody. We know somebody's hurting, they're in financial need. God bless them. God pour out your blessings on them. Bless them, God. We know if someone is sick, it's hard to pray. God heal them. The Bible says if you have sickness, you know, call for the elders of the church. Ask them to pray. It talks about laying hands on the sick. They shall recover. It talks about anointing with oil. I mean, all these things are in God's Word. Does everybody get healed? Does everybody get healed? Does that change God? Does that mean if that person don't get healed, they leave this walk of life, does it mean they wasn't right with God? Does it mean if they're sick, they're not living right? No. That's been taught way back old days. I don't see that no word about it. Now you can do certain things and bring things up on yourself. You know. There's consequences for our actions. There's consequences for our actions. God protects us and keeps us safe. He also gives us wisdom. If I get out here and sit down on a railroad track and sooner or later there's a train going to come along, I'm going to be run over. But if something happens that's beyond my control, the enemy tries to take me out some way or another by whatever reason, and God said, no, I'm not done with it, he'll make arrangements that you get, you're protected. But we can't tempt God. But does everybody get healed? We're all appointed a time. We're all appointed that time. God's going to call us. Call or not. Call or not. We don't know what day, what hour, what minute. But are we ready? Are we prepared? And we put on this helmet of salvation. Are we asking God as a request and a petition? Also, perseverance, persistence. Being steadfast, being stable. being real for God, staying in the race, not turning back. There's nothing to look back to. Praise God. We read about Sodom and Gomorrah. We read about the woman that looked back and was turned to a pillar of salt. One place in the Bible talks about when you put your hand in the plow, not turn back, you know. We don't want to turn back. There's nothing to go back to. The Indian paints you a pretty picture. He'll make it look like it's good. He'll say, look at those people. How good they are. I'm telling you this morning, if we know the Lord, we got this whole armor on this morning. No matter what we face, he's there. I told this to a lot of you heard it, some of you have. You don't know how you affect your people at work, but you better watch whether it's work or whether it's in your neighborhood or whatever it is, people that know you, family, friends, acquaintances. I got diagnosed one time and had a thing come up in my throat, and it was they called it a nodule. On my thyroid, and further tests, they give us physical at work every year, and that's how they found it. I didn't go ahead. Well, things went on anyway, and it ended up being a 0.1 centimeter cancer. So I got my thyroid taken out, and one of my thyroids taken out. And I had this one guy I was talking to him, and he didn't want to just come out and say, you know, I know God's going to get you through it, but he said, I believe if anybody to make it through it, you can. And I knew what he meant. It wasn't because of anything in me. And I had this other guy one time. This guy was, I mean, he's a good guy, do anything for him, but he's got a mouth on him. That's just the way he is. And he's kind of radical, wild, and you just don't think that he knows these things. But he told me one day, I don't know what we got talking about. He said, you're the most normal person I know. And that really done something for me. And it's nothing in me. Nothing in me. Nothing. My righteousness is filthy rags this morning, but it's because of him. And there's people watching your life this morning. There's family that you may think, will they ever really get it? Will they really hear what I'm saying? But sometimes we don't have to say anything. Sometimes we don't have to say a word. Sometimes all we got to do is walk the walk, talk the talk, and put the armor on. When we see somebody in the military, we see that chaplain I talked about, he became a captain later, and he was all decorated out, and all the medals. We know when we see that person, hey, they've been through some things. They have put in some time. They have faced some things. We know when we see them in that uniform, it means something. It humbles me when I see somebody like that. Because they have done something. They have fought for the country. For our freedom. Do you have the whole armor this morning? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If you want to know how to win, right here it is. Whatever you face this morning, there's something in here. Somebody's already went through it one time or another. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all ways. He never failed. He never sinned. The devil tried to tell him to cast himself down, you know, or I'll give you all this you see and all these things. He followed the Word of God to him. The Word of God. They tried to stamp it out. They tried to do away with it. They tried to disapprove it. They tried to do everything. But the Bible says every word is settled. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All scripture, that means every one from Genesis to Revelation, is all given by the inspiration of God. You can stand on it. You can live by it. You can die by it. Praise God. The Word of God. It's simple that a child would understand it this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he gave the best he had. For God so loved the world that hate heaven, gave the best he had. For God so loved the world that he came and wrapped himself in flesh and became a person like me and you. He walked among us and he lived here a few years. For God so loved the world that he made that his life. They didn't take it. They tried to, but the Bible talks about he gave his life as a ransom for me and you. He's our mediator this morning. He's our everything. If you ever see anything good in me, it's because of him, not in me. I encourage you this morning. I don't know everybody's heart. God knows your heart. We walked through that door this morning. Put on that whole armor. But it starts at the foot of the cross. Praise God. Those soldiers, those military folks, they have to go through all kind of training, boot camp, and all these things. They don't just start out as a general with a bunch of levels on them, but they start out. They have to start from the bottom and work their way up. We don't work out, we can't work our salvation, we can't earn our salvation. But it starts at the foot of the cross. Put on the whole armor this morning. If you hadn't made these things right, I encourage you before we leave this church today. I don't believe it's by accident that you're here today. Sometimes we think, well, I just want to go to church. I just need to go. God's got a plan for your life. He's got a purpose for every one of you this morning. He's got a reason for you being here. Somebody is watching you to see if you've got the armor on today. Somebody is looking at you to see if you're real today. The devil's going to try everything he can to shake you up, knock you off your feet, blindside you. He's going to try his trickery, his deceitfulness, and all these things. And I'm telling you this morning, folks, I'm excited about what God's going to do, what he's going to do. I'm excited about the hour that we live in. I'm excited about God's getting ready to show up and leave all my heart. There are going to be people, I believe, with everything that was that's within me, that people's going to come. Not just here, but other places too. They're going to come and we're going to see a difference. We're going to see people saved and set free and delivered. We're going to see those that the world's turned their back on and said there's no hope. A lot of the church world has turned their back on and said there's no hope. We're going to see them come and take up the helmet of salvation. We're going to see them take up this armor. We're going to see them take up the sword of the Spirit. This shield that I'm talking about this morning. Praise God. You can't fight the battle on your own. You can't win it on your own. Hallelujah. We need God. We need his power. The Bible says you shall receive power if the Holy Ghost has come upon you. To be witnesses. In other words, to live a life. To fight the fight. Praise God. To stay in the battle. To finish the race. Praise God. We got to have strength, and it all comes from him this morning. Praise God. I know I've talked a lot. I don't know if anybody's got any questions or comments or about out of time, but I hope I've said something to encourage you this morning. I never take it lightly. Never take it lightly. God is so good. Growing up in school, I didn't get up and get on a book report or nothing like that for nothing. I was the shyest person in the room. Did not want to talk and say anything. And God always stayed home before me. I'm going to remind you to tell you the same thing. If it's one person, if it's 100, if it's 1,000, I'm going to do the best I can to do the same job. Do everything that's forgiven me to do the right thing. present his message and his word. I love all of you this morning. But it's God's here in the house. He's here. He's real. Hallelujah. He hasn't changed. But he's God. He's still in control this morning. Talk about the whole world. Make sure you got it on this morning. The Bible says put it on, so we got something we need to do. We got to. I can't put it on you, you can't put it on me. My arm won't fit you, your arm won't fit me. We got to put it on, Father. We got to put it on. We got to. Don't give up. Praise God. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on those that you're praying for. Praise God. I'm telling you, don't give up this morning. There's hope in Jesus.
Amen.
Don't give up. Praise God. Praise God. Don't give up. I want to close about thank God this second. Don't give up. Do not give up, praise God. Do not give up on those that you feel like there, maybe there's no hope, but there is hope. Praise God. Don't give up on them, folks. Don't throw in the towel. I talked about that one time. It's not time to throw in the towel. Hallelujah. It's not. It's time to get in the battle. It's time to get in the fight. Hallelujah. He's still the same. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on His Word. Don't give up on promises that God has given you. Don't give up on things that you've read. Don't give up on times that somebody has given you a word from God and you knew it was a word from God. Hang on to it. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on God. He's wanting to do things. He's wanting to change hearts and lives. Hallelujah. He's wanting to set people free and He's wanting to move by His Spirit. Don't give up on Him this morning. Don't give up on that person that looks like there's no hope. You may be their hope. You may be the very one that God wants to use to pull them out of mire and clay. For us to do that, we got to put on the whole armor. We got to know everything that we have things right between us and God. We can reach those others. Because they're watching you this morning. They're watching me. Are you ready this morning? Praise God. Say it about the Lord. Love y'all. Thanks.